It's just after 8 o'clock on Tuesday, the 22nd of May, and 1 year ago today, a terror attack changed Manchester forever.
We've got some news coming into us out of the northwest. Greater Manchester Police have warned people to stay away from Manchester Arena.
It's just been used some breaking news we're getting. This is from Greater Manchester Police, and they have said they are warning people to stay away from the Manchester Arena.
Good evening, and we come on the air at this hour because we are following developments out of Manchester, England, reports of an explosion at an Ariana Grande concert.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your time. There's no need to bunch up. There's no problems here. Just take your time and keep exiting the building.
Oh my God.
22 innocent people were killed and more injured. But what happened after this horrific night brought a city together, a community united, and Manchester stood as one.
Drown out any of the fear and hate with beautiful voices. That's the best thing to do.
Between now and 10 p.m, we remember those tragic events. We pay tribute to the 22 lost and speak to those who helped and brought the city together. Tonight, Gaydio is live from Manchester. 1 year on.
We're a thousand miles from comfort. We have travelled land and sea. But as long as you are with me, there's no place I'd rather be. I would wave forever, exalted in the sea. As long as I am with you, my heart continues to be. With every step we take, Kyoto to the bay, strolling so casually. We're different and the same. Gave you another name. Switch up the batteries. If you gave me a chance, I would take it. It's a shot in the dark, but I'll make it.
Yeah.
days I'd rather be. Clean Bandits, Rather Be at Gaydio, the beats of Gay UK. Something a little bit different from Gaydio tonight. We are live in Manchester for Manchester Live 1 year on. It was a year ago today that 22 people lost their lives at an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester Arena. It was just under a year ago today where I was sat in this very studio and presented one of the hardest shows that I have ever done, which is the breakfast show the morning after. I'm Chris in the Gaydio studio, but in Manchester City Centre is Martin Cooper and Roisin Murray.
Thank you, Chris, and from an Albert Square basking in late evening sunshine, it is my pleasure to welcome you, the LGBT plus people of Great Britain, to Manchester, a city which over the past 12 months has struggled to come to terms with one horrendous terrorist attack on a pop concert here on the 22nd of May 2017. But tonight, 1 year on, we come together again to remember the 22 we lost and look to the future with hope, solidarity and love. Martin Cooper here alongside Roisin Murray, and once again, Roisin, as the choirs sing out across Manchester, the people of this fabulous city have turned out in their thousands.
Yes, Martin, it is a beautiful scene here tonight. The crowds are just filling up the streets of Manchester. The sun is shining as choirs from around the city come out and sing as powerful as they can to remember all those lost last year and all those still here that are struggling. Together we're getting through this, and you can just feel the love, can't you?
It's absolutely sensational. The atmosphere here is electric. We've got three stages in front of us, two of them currently being taken up by the Worker Bees Choir. You can hear behind us that they're singing their version of Fix You by Coldplay. But the celebrations haven't only just started. We've been going on here for the last 35, 40 minutes or so, and here is what happened just a little bit earlier.
As Lord Mayor of Manchester, I welcome you all to Albert Square for this evening's Manchester Together event. Tonight, the City of Manchester continues to demonstrate our solidarity with those who were affected by the terrible events of 1 year ago. All our thoughts today are with those who lost their loved ones and best friends. We also think about those who were injured physically as well as psychologically. We also take into consideration those brave men and women who responded and helped to bring our Manchester together again. Weren't they brilliant? We also stand in solidarity with each other as Mancunians. Yes. And tonight we are going to show the world that we stand together. I'm now going to ask the Bishop of Manchester, the Right Reverend Dr. David Walker, to say a few words.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. Manchester, when we gathered here a year ago, our grief was raw and our shock was intense. But we pledged that night to be a resilient city, to defy the terrorists, to turn our very anger into the tool we would use to not follow their path of hate, but to show the love that is Manchester's symbol, that's Manchester's pride. I lit one candle that night and invited anybody else who wanted to light a candle to do so. A couple of weeks later, we collected all the leftover bits of candle from around St Anne's Square and Manchester, and from them we forged 22 large candles that were lit today in the cathedral in the memorial service, one for each of the people who died.
So what happened a short time ago when the service started in Manchester City Centre. We'll be bringing more of that to you throughout the evening here at Gaydio. Ariana Grande herself has tweeted today saying, "Thinking of you all today and every day. I love you with all of me, and I'm sending you all of the light and warmth I have to offer on this challenging day."
I'm picking it up, I'm picking it up, I'm I'm loving, I'm living, I'm picking it up. I'm picking it up.
You're picking it up.
I'm loving, I'm living, so we turning,
we're turning it up.
Yeah, we turning it up. Ain't got no tears in my body. I ran out, but boy, I like it. I like it. I like it. Don't matter how, what, with who tries it. We out here vibing. We vibing. We vibing. Even when it's raining down,
can't stop now.
Can't stop, so shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
And if you don't know, then I know it, babe.
Know it, babe.
Yeah.
The colors in you, I see them too. And boy, I like them. I like them. I like them.
We way too fly to partake in all this hate. We out here vibing.
We vibing.
We vibing.
Come
even when it's raining down,
can't stop now.
Can't stop, so shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
And if you don't know, then I know it, babe.
No, babe.
Yeah.
Grande, No Tears Left to Cry at Gaydio. It was the first official single from her since the attack in Manchester Arena a year ago today, and that is what we are reliving here. It's Manchester Live, 1 year on. I'm Chris Herbert in the Gaydio studio, and in Manchester City Centre is Martin Cooper and Roisin Murray. Martin and Roisin, what's it like down there? What can you see?
Oh, goodness, Chris, I can't even begin to describe it. It's so wonderful. Look, Albert Square is a very big part of Manchester, right outside the fabulous Town Hall, which is the only part of Manchester left now, basking in this late evening sunshine. It's just hitting the huge clock tower above the Town Hall and lighting it. But the square is packed full of people, and then if you look behind where we're standing over to the left hand side of the square, there's even more people, and they're going right down the streets out of the square. This is really incredible.
Yeah, it is a beautiful scene. It's like the whole city of Manchester and Greater Manchester have come together to celebrate all that we lost last year and everyone who's still struggling. I love the fact as well that they've got choirs from all over the city, and I understand the organisers didn't want the choirs to like wear black or anything, and they're all in beautiful colours of pink, green, blue.
It's bursting with colour, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
so beautiful.
It's a wonderful sight. It's brilliant down here.
And how many worker bees have you seen?
Oh, thousands of them.
Lost count.
There's a full choir of worker bees that were on earlier. They did their rendition of Fix You when you first joined us. That was just the end of the set there from the AMC Gospel Choir singing Heather Small's Proud. The focus this evening really does seem to be on music and what music can do for communities.
Yeah.
Definitely. And I know earlier we had one of the children's choir
yeah.
I love the fact, being a football fan, that they had a children's choir from Man United and Man City, and they just were singing together. It was a beautiful scene, Chris. Yeah. It was beautiful.
There's been events that have been going on all day. Early on, you two caught up with the mayor of Manchester, Andy Burnham, about how tonight is going to run.
Well, you're right. You know, it's a very difficult day, isn't it? You know, we're still struggling to come to terms with what happened, if we're honest. We're still in recovery. But what has helped us all has been the response of the people. I've had so many people, particularly other mayors from cities around the world, say to me, you know, you really, all of you stood for something in that moment. You know, that in that kind of test when you were being kind of pulled, you know, pulled apart, you stood strong together. And, you know, I think we all should take heart from that. You know, Manchester was a beacon of hope to people around the world, and you know, I can say that for sure because people have said that to me.
Now, Andy, what are you hoping that today is going to maybe show the world, and how is it going to help the people that were affected last year and the city of Manchester to move forward?
The message that I hope we kind of broadcast to the world is that we will never be broken, beaten, or changed in any way by terrorism. We won't give in to it. You know, there are those around today who are seeking to exploit this anniversary to kind of push their messages of hate and division. And this place isn't having any of it. And that's a brilliant thing. And I think that's what I hope for today, that when the eyes of this world are on us again, we will be a beacon of hope. And we will send out that message that in adversity, there is a better side of human nature, and it's possible for that to find its voice. And I think that's what people will see here tonight.
The Mayor of Greater Manchester, Andy Burnham, speaking to Martin and Roisin a little bit earlier here at Gaydio. More from them live in Manchester City Centre in a bit here. Right now, though, let's do this from Dua Lipa. This is Be The One. It's Manchester Live, 1 year on Gaydio.
I see the moon. Oh, when you're looking at the sun, not a fool. No, you're not fooling anyone.
Come on, let me get to
That was Dua Lipa there with Be The One, and you're listening to Roisin and Martin live from Manchester.
We are, and as you can hear behind us, actually, some of the choirs that have been brought together for this event 1 year on. Manchester Together are taking centre stage at the moment. You can hear the Survivors Choir. These were people that were there on the night at the Ariana Grande concert. They've got together, they've formed a choir, and they're singing now for the thousands and thousands of people who have come out into Albert Square here in Manchester to watch their performance.
Yeah, and it's so beautiful. And what I've noticed, Martin, really, is when I'm walking about the crowd, it's just how passionate everyone is and how happy people are. Even, like, obviously we're commemorating last year, but it's like one man's actions, terrible actions, has brought together thousands of people from all types of society to, like, celebrate as one. It's beautiful.
Absolutely, and those people, I think, are really bringing a lot of comfort and support to those 22 families who lost their loved ones 1 year ago tonight. We heard earlier on from the Lord Mayor, who welcomed us to the event. That's Councillor June Hitchin. She opened the event by telling us that we will not be defeated in the face of hatred and that we are stronger together. It was a message, a sentiment that was echoed by the Bishop of Manchester, the Right Reverend Dr. David Walker, who went on to, as you heard earlier on in our package that we played for you, talk about the candles that were lit all around Manchester this time last year. They collected all that up and made 22 new candles, which were all lit today in the cathedral service.
Yeah, definitely. And I think another thing we're getting from tonight, Chris, is that the kids singing, like in the choir tonight, and the kids who sang earlier from the Man United and Man City choir, they're so passionate and they're so sort of confident that it kind of gives you hope for the future, I think.
It does, and they're all just doing an astounding job. I mean, I wouldn't like to go in front of this huge crowd that's out here.
Yeah.
I don't know about
it's
you,
brilliant.
But they're doing an incredible job. There's plenty more to come here on KDO as myself and Roisin and Chris bring you this coverage of this incredible event that's happening right now live in Manchester City Centre. But we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll have music from Years and Years and plenty more to come on this very special edition of KDO's 1 year on Manchester Together concert.
It's
Years and Years and Shine at Gaydio. This is Manchester Live, 1 year on. We are looking back at events a year ago today. 22 people lost their lives at an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester Arena. I'm Chris Herbert in the Gaydio studios, where I present one of the hardest shows that I've ever done, and that was the breakfast show the morning after. So I'm sat here where I was a year ago, but in the city centre is Martin Cooper and Roisin Murray, and they're getting ready for the big event there.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. And it's a real honour, actually, to be invited to do this for Gaydio and to bring to you the events that are going on here. Roisin and I have been enjoying it immensely. And there's a real celebration atmosphere here around such sad circumstances. You can hear in the background, we've got the lovely Jenny McAlpine from Coronation Street. She's just hosting the choirs on and off the stage at the moment. She's doing a fantastic job as well. We're waiting for the now internationally famous Tony Walsh, the poet, to come on stage.
Yeah, definitely. That should be a very moving moment. But I think it's quite fitting that Jenny's on, because I think she said it so perfectly earlier when she was on stage, saying that Manchester is such a wonderful city that it comes together during adversity.
And she's just introduced Tony Walsh onto the stage, so we're going to pick up the feed live from the stage now, and we'll hear what Tony has to say tonight.
Thank you for choosing Love Manchester. This is what love looks like. My name's Tony Walsh, and a year ago we stood on this spot, and even though we were hurting, we showed the world what we've always known, that this is the place. My poem contains the line that we keep fighting back with greater Manchester spirit, northern grit, northern wit in greater Manchester's lyrics. Are you ready to do that, Manchester? Are you ready to do that, Manchester? In a moment, first, I want you to do something for me. We did this when the arena reopened. We've had a minute's silence. We're going to make a minute's noise. Bear with me, bear with me. We're going to make a minute's noise for the 22. We'll stand with them. We're going to make a minute's noise for their families. In solidarity with everyone who was injured, physically and mentally. For all the people who were first on the scene, from the railway, from the ambulance service, from the arena. We're going to make some noise for our NHS. We're going to make some noise for everybody involved in their care. We're going to make some noise for Manchester and the spirit of its amazing people. Listen, listen. First thing, City fans, make some noise. United fans, make some noise. Now, let's show the world what it sounds like that Manchester is a city united. A minute's noise. A minute's noise. Louder. Sing your songs. Sing your songs. The world is watching. The world is listening. And this is what love sounds like. This is what love sounds like. They can't stop the sound of love. They can't stop it. Choosing love, we're showing how to. Manchester could not be prouder. Hate won't win, because love sings louder. Love sings louder. Love sings louder. We're proving that. Ladies and gentlemen, to introduce our first fantastic song, it's one of Burnage's finest. Your friend of mine, Mr. Noel Gallagher, make some noise.
Hello, this is Noel Gallagher, and I'm here on behalf of Manchester Together in One Voice, and I'm going to introduce to you my song, Don't Look Back in Anger, which, if you look closely at the screen, I shall be miming along with you. Thank you very much.
Inside.
course you know it as Noel Gallagher's song. I don't think it's his anymore. I think it may well belong to the people of Manchester.
Definitely. That was so beautiful. You are listening to Roisin Murray and Martin Cooper on Gaydio with This Is Manchester Live, 1 year on.
We're really sorry we're not there today with you in Albert Square. I'm in Vancouver with my family and the rest of the lads are working all over the place. But we're singing along with you. It's a wonderful thing that you're doing. And this song... is set in Albert Square, where you're standing. It's about the first morning of new love. Love, something that our city's famous for, eh? Go on, Manchester.
Garvey introducing his song on a day like this for us all to sing along to. And what a day it is.
What a glorious day it is. Well, you can still hear the people singing behind us. This is it's mass karaoke. There's a huge choir on stage. As we said, there's three stages, actually, and the choirs are filling all three, plus there is a live band and orchestra playing on the centre stage as well. And it's just captivating to watch.
It's so captivating. Everyone's got their hands in the air. We turn around and the streets are just full and everyone is singing. It's beautiful.
And there you can just hear the big finale of Guy Garvey and Elbows. Brilliant, one day like this. He introduced it live from Vancouver, actually. You wonder why he paused throughout it. A van was driving past in the background of his announcement, which gave the crowd a little chuckle here. And now a huge response for Ariana Grande. You can really hear what the crowds here think of Ariana Grande. We're going straight over to the big screens again, but Gary Boyle was here, look. Gary Boyle, though, just introducing that song, which will close the sing-along. This is Never Forget. You listen to it on Gaydio, this very special live broadcast from Manchester City Centre, Albert Square.
Oh, yeah.
That was Never Forget by Take That, with pretty much everyone in Manchester singing along. You're listening to Gaydio. This is Manchester Live, 1 year on.
It's absolutely fantastic. That was four tracks that we all had a huge karaoke session with, singing along. Jenny McAlpine from Coronation Street, you'll know better as Fizz. She's back on the stage at the moment, back announcing all those wonderful singers that have just been on the stage. With One Voice, the Masses choir, just in brilliant colours as well. There's oranges and reds and blues and greens, all the colours of the rainbow up there on three huge stages right in front of Manchester's Town Hall. And they've done themselves proud this evening, haven't they?
Definitely, they've done themselves so proud. It's so colourful here today. It's just like everyone is just having the best time. And it's just beautiful to see, really.
It is, yeah. And, we've seen lots and lots of stories of stage and screen and music. We've had messages from people like the cast of Coronation Street. We saw Lorraine Kelly earlier on giving a message. We saw some people as well. But we're going to go back to the live stage feed at the moment, because there's a few horns being blown. We're going to see what's going on there. Thanks. From Albert Square in Manchester City Centre, an impromptu performance of All You Need Is Love from the Beatles. The horn section for that were in the crowd. It was incredible. The cameras picked them out on the big screens, and they led the choir and the orchestra on the stage in that huge rendition of All You Need Is Love. Really beautiful stuff.
It was so great. And I think it definitely said the message of today. All you need is love, Martin.
Love is all you need.
Yeah. And I believe we're going back to Chris in the studio.
Yeah, Chris, I hope you're picking this up out here. It really is fantastic.
It sounds so electric. Does it feel bittersweet, though? Because, you know, you guys said that it's a happy moment. It's a moment where it feels electric and alive. But obviously, we are remembering 22 people that were killed in a terrorist incident. Looks like we've actually lost Martin and Roisin. We will be going back to them. They are live in Manchester City Centre. We're also going to be hearing from some people that were actually there on the night of the arena bomb. All that on the way right here at Gaydio.
You must think that I'm stupid. You must think that I'm a fool. You must think that I'm new to them. But I've seen this all before. Never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. Cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you. Cause you're gonna leave me in the dirt.
And every time you
Sam Smith, Too Good At Goodbyes at KDO, the Beats of Gay UK. Tonight, a special show, Manchester Live, 1 year on. I am in the KDO studio here at KDO HQ. Live in Manchester City Centre is Martin Cooper and Roisin Murray, where there's been a service going on all evening. Guys, you've been saying tonight that the it's been electric, it's been uplifting. Is it kind of bittersweet? Because we are remembering that 22 people were killed.
No, it is a really sad moment, and 22 people were killed last year. But I think it's so beautiful that everyone in Manchester and all their families who were affected last year and everyone who was affected in the city have come together as one and are making something that was so tragic into something beautiful. And it just shows that, you know what, it's a cliche, but love really does conquer all, do you know what I mean?
And I think, Chris, as well, in answer to that, as horrendous as those incidents, that incident was a year ago, and obviously 22 tragic cases and families losing a loved one, out of that there has come, and you know, it's an incredibly big black cloud, but out of that there is a silver lining. Mm. You know, the people of Manchester have shown tonight, once again, a year on, just how committed they are to solidarity, to love, to looking forward with a real hope and a real sense of, you know, together with not just the people of Manchester, but internationally. As Andy Burnham was saying earlier, the mayor of Greater Manchester, working with other communities as well to tackle the real root of this, to tackle terrorism and to make it a safer world for everybody. And I think if these pictures from tonight, what we've seen, are beamed all over the world, which they will be, they'll see that we're still here and we're still loving.
That love does win.
No, I totally agree with what Martin's saying, because all over Twitter, and there's so much media here from across the world, that everyone is seeing how strong Manchester is, how strong the United Kingdom is, and how strong people are. Do you know what I mean?
And I think it is sometimes easy to forget that underneath this celebration of humanity, there are real stories, Chris.
Yeah, there are. Matt Crabb spoke to Callum McDermott, who was at the Manchester Arena last year. He speaks candidly about what happened that night.
It's a sunny day
on a Tuesday afternoon in central Manchester. I'm on Portland Street and I'm about to meet Callum, who was actually at the Manchester Arena 1 year ago today.
Hi, are you Callum?
Yes, sir.
So, should we go for a little walk? Should we go to Sackville Gardens?
Yeah, that sounds great.
So we're sat in Sackville Gardens, which obviously has such meaning to the LGBT community in Manchester. And actually, you were supposed to finish your night here, weren't you?
Yeah, we all planned, me and my friends, to go to the after parties that were arranged on Canal Street after the concert was meant to take place. It was perceived to be an LGBT threat at the time, and everything got shut down. And I think for the LGBT community, it impacted us greatly. And it was horrible. It was a horrible moment for us. I think it's almost so surreal. It's like too real. Like, it's very raw, and it'll always be in my head what happened. Like, I remember seeing the little girl's faces crying. I remember my friend crying because she was worried about her sister, who was also there. I remember turning to people and asking if they were okay. And I sort of went into like shutdown mode for myself. I kept all my emotions in at the time. And I was like worrying about other people. And I remember like thinking, like, how can I help other people? But then also care about my friend and then worry about her sister and how we'd get out of the situation. I remember seeing everyone crying, everyone screaming. And then at the time, everyone thought it was a balloon that popped. I thought it was a gunshot at the time, but then as soon as we got out of the arena, it almost felt like the sirens were so quick that I knew something worse had happened. I remember ringing my family because they didn't know I actually went to the Ariana concert. I remember ringing them and saying, I think something's happened, turn on the news. And they were like going, Callum, are you okay? I remember obviously being with the kids and then turning to different girls and being like, are you okay? Like, who are you with? You're on your own. It was just a very confusing time.
Well, how long did it kind of take for the news to sink in that you were there?
I don't think it ever has. Like, it's such, like I was saying, it's almost too real. And I'm one of those people, like, shuts down my emotion. So, like, even now, like, it's kind of like I'm not ever going to bring it to the forefront of my mind. And I'm one of those people that will try and keep it at the back of my head with the focus of attempting to move on. But I know that those memories will always stay with me. But I know it's best to have a positive outlook in the future. And I don't feel a sense of sadness necessarily. At the time I did, because I remember actually being at the concert and missing one of her songs because I wanted a vodka lemonade. So I was gutted at the time. But now going to the One Love concert, and then since it's the year on, it's such an amazing... Her music is so amazing and so inspiring and relatable, but I think she's a great person to represent Manchester and what happened.
And how do you feel it being 1 year on?
I feel obviously really grateful to be where I am now, because people have lost their lives, people have lost friends and family members, and I just want to send my love to them, and I want them to know that obviously Manchester's always going to be behind them and every person who was there on the night. And I really hope everyone comes together with love and happiness in the hearts, if they can do that, if they can try the best to do that. And I want everyone to just come together, be united, and show love.
What makes you proud to be a Mancunian?
Everything. I think Manchester's a really beautiful place, like sat here in the gardens, it's so pretty, and I'm just glad that I came to Manchester, that I chose to live here, be a part of it, and it's so fun and inspiring. We turning it
up. There's Matt Crabb there from The Breakfast Show catching up with Callum McDermott, who was there on the night of the Ariana Grande concert this time last year. Now, as the crowds start to dissipate from Manchester City Centre's Albert Square, we've managed to find Callum. He's here and he's been enjoying the evening. Good evening.
Hi.
Now, 1 year ago, does it seem like a very, very long time ago, or does it seem like yesterday?
Seems like yesterday. It's gone so, so fast.
And I guess a lot has happened to you in that time.
Yeah, it just seems so surreal, but it's amazing to be here. And I've just been with everyone. It's been so amazing.
What did you think of this evening's event?
I thought it was so beautiful that everyone's come together to really fulfil Manchester's spirit. And it's just so amazing to see everyone show love and compassion for each other.
Roisin and I were saying earlier on that actually some of the people that were there that night, they've obviously had to live with it for 365 nights now, and 365 days of that
repeating those images in the head of what they saw at the time in your interview there, you were talking about some of the looks on the little girls' faces and things like that. We were just kind of discussing how you move forward with something like that.
Yeah, I mean, like something like this, do you think it helps you more that so many people have come together to kind of help you guys celebrate what happened last year and try and fight through it? I mean, how does it feel when you look across Manchester City and pretty much everyone is here trying to back you up and make you feel better?
I think it's amazing, like how you've just said, that people have been so sad and so upset from seeing the girls crying last year to then looking around and seeing all the kids smiling and actually being full of like love and happiness. It's so amazing to see.
And you're obviously a massive Ariana Grande fan, and it was so beautiful that she tweeted out about that, you know, she's thinking of you all. And how do you feel about her?
Yeah, it's amazing. I love that they did a little snip of No Tears Left to Cry Tonight. That was so cute. I love that.
And of course you were singing along louder than anybody to One More Time. Yeah?
Yes, definitely.
Callum, thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed this evening's event as much as you could do. I know you went to the services today as well and around Manchester. The people of Manchester and the people of Great Britain, the LGBT population, and all of our friends are listening at the moment. What would you like to say to them?
Be you, be confident, and be full of happiness and love, because I think that's what everyone should be.
There you go. Thank you very much. Callum McDermott, he was there last year. He's been here tonight as well. And we're still having a great time here in Albert Square in Manchester. Thanks, Chris.
My face above the water. My feet can't touch the ground. Touch the ground and it feels like I can see the sands on the horizon every time. You are not around. Slowly drifting away, wave after wave. Slowly drifting, and it feels like we're drowning. Pulling against the stream, pulling against the wave. Wave after wave, wave after wave. Face above the water. My feet can't touch the ground. Touch the ground and it feels like I can see the sands on the horizon every time. You are not around. Slowly drifting away. Wave after wave. Wave after wave. Slowly drifting. And it feels like I'm drowning. Pulling against the stream. Pulling against the...
and Waves at Gadio, 9:15, and Chris Herbert. A bit of a different show tonight as we look back on events a year ago where 22 people were killed in a terrorist attack in Manchester Arena at a Ariana Grande concert, just after 10:30, in fact, that happened. So nearly a year ago. I will always remember we were in bed, me and Luke, and got a text message off Luke's best friend who was there saying, there's been a bomb, we're running across Manchester, but we're okay. And we're like, what? What's he going on about? Is he just being extra or anything? But actually, turned out it was genuine. I saw other people's statuses saying, we're running across Manchester. If you're near the arena, get away from it. We've heard from people that were there on the night. We've heard from people that were affected by it. But what's also important is that we hear and we remember the people that were on duty that night, the people that were there as just after it went off, those people that helped the others. Let's hear from a doctor at Stepping Hill Hospital in Greater Manchester who was on duty on the night of the arena attack.
I was working in A&E at Stepping Hill, and we had a lot of people that come in with blast injuries, all adults, most of them were awake, lots of nasty blast injuries to their limbs, to their torsos, to their necks. It was weird, like, everyone was very silent. I expected people to be crying out in pain, but it was just almost like a stunned silence. Really strange. Lots of teamwork. That was from a hospital point of view, that was the most organised I've ever seen the place. It was weird. So dealing with that, and it was very surreal. Very surreal experience. We worked amazingly as a team. Everyone came together. Everyone knew the severity of what was going on. Everyone knew that it's a life and death situation day in, day out in the emergency department. But, you know, on this occasion, because of what happened behind it and the amount of people that were affected, everyone came together, gelled together. You know, you can just talk to your colleagues just with a certain look and you know that they're going to be there to help you with what you need, and you can support them in the same way. I call Manchester my home. Manchester's one of the best places I've ever lived. Everyone comes together. It's so diverse. It doesn't matter where you're from. You know, as long as you're kind, you're caring, and you're there to help someone else out. I think that's Mancunian values there, is just being there for one another and love and support. I think that to me is Mancunian.
You've actually laid some flowers yourself down here at St Anne's Square. So why have you chosen to do that today?
And I felt to show solidarity with the city, to show that, you know, I haven't stopped thinking about that night for the last year. I just wanted to show some support also to my colleagues that are here with me today. We've all shed a tear or 500 or, you know, and we've had good hugs. It was mostly to do that and to pay my respects to those that unfortunately we weren't able to save.
Mike Halsey talking to Gadio. He was an A&E doctor at Stepping Hill Hospital on the night of the arena attack.
Your sunshine, your sunshine, your sunshine shining down on me. Your sunshine, your sunshine, your sunshine shining down on me. Your sunshine, your sunshine. Your sunshine, your sunshine shining down on me. Oh, your sunshine, oh, your sunshine, oh, your sunshine shining down on me. Your sunshine, your sunshine.
It's Teeks and Sunshine at Gadio. 22 minutes past nine. I'm Chris Herbert. This is Manchester Live. 1 year on, we are recapping the events that happened a year ago at the Ariana Grande concert in Manchester at Manchester Arena. 22 people were killed just after 10:30. I am in the Manchester studio, the Gadio studio. Sorry, in Manchester City Centre is Martin Cooper and Roisin Murray. What's going on there now, then, guys? Because apparently it's sort of come to an end, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, all the crowds have kind of dispersed. There are still a small amount of crowds singing Ariana Grande songs, which I'm absolutely loving. But yeah, at the minute, it's everyone's kind of headed home, really, after such a wonderful evening.
It has been a wonderful evening, but I think the tone of the evening has just been right, hasn't it?
Yeah,
I think
definitely.
It was, you know, as we were talking to some of the organisers earlier on, they really wanted to set a tone of remembrance for the families of the 22, remembrance for everybody that was involved on that night, but also they wanted to show that we are now moving forward, we're looking forward as a city with hope, and we're standing together with solidarity, and really that message of love, it was very, very clear tonight, and I think they really achieved the tone that they set out to.
Definitely, and I love the fact that they just wanted it full of colour. They asked people not to come like wearing sort of black or anything. They wanted people to wear bright colours, and that's what everyone did, the choir, the crowd, everyone. It was just a beautiful, it was like a rainbow.
And they really did come. They came from all corners of Greater Manchester to be here this evening, and some of our team here at Gadio have been out and about chatting to some of the people out there on the streets.
Richard and myself have been here speaking to some of the people that have been placing notes on these trees.
We came out this time last year to give out some chocolates and some sweets and different Manchester, I Love Manchester stuff, just during the week of the attacks, just to like just give people some hope and make people smile on the day where it was quite hard. So we've come out again 1 year on to do the same thing. Based near Manchester Piccadilly, we're from a local church in Ardwick called Manchester Vineyard, and yeah, we just wanted to brighten up people's day and just love Manchester with everyone else that does here as well.
I've noticed being here, people are much more kind and open than in London. Everyone's really busy in London, and you don't really get to talk to anyone on the street, but everyone's really kind of open, and it's amazing how people come together and fight for what they believe in. It's amazing. Yeah.
If I could sum up Manchester in three words, I'd say it's unique, unity and love.
To me, Manchester means that you can just be yourself. It's a city for everyone, and it's a city where everyone from everywhere comes together in a great way.
I think what Manchester means to me is its inclusiveness. It's a feeling of everyone kind of belongs, and everyone gets along, and everyone has a sense of belonging here.
So the three words that I would use to describe Manchester are proud, enthusiastic and inclusive.
Gadio, just coming up to 9:30. A slightly different show tonight. We are live looking back at 1 year on that Ariana Grande concert, the attack that happened there, 22 people that lost their lives. I'm Chris Herbert. I'm in the Gadio studio in Manchester City Centre. It's Martin Cooper and Roisin Murray. The event has been going on all night. You say it's been an amazing atmosphere. It's been about love. It's been about, I suppose, it's been about looking forward as well, hasn't it? And it's been about people coming together more than anything.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it seemed like the whole of Manchester came together tonight. And me and Chris spoke to actually Councillor Sue Murphy earlier, who's been doing a lot for the fundraising.
What happened was the Manchester Evening News opened a Just Giving page immediately after the attack, because people wanted to do something, and one of the things that they thought would help would be to give money to support people who'd lost loved ones and people who'd been injured and affected by the attack. So within a few hours it had reached £2 million. So then we realised we needed to set up something a bit bigger. So with the help of the Red Cross, we set up the We Love Manchester Emergency Fund, and I'm chair of the trustees of that.
And how much money to date has the fund raised?
Just over £21 million. It shows how amazingly generous people are, not just in Manchester, but all over the world.
And what are you hoping to do with this amount of money that you've raised in this great cause?
We've used most of it to support the bereaved families and those who've been injured. We're one of the first funds of our kind to support people who've had psychological injuries as well. That's really important. So we believe that people gave that money to support people who'd been affected, and we're trying to make sure that we use every penny to do that. We've distributed now almost £20 million to people who were affected.
No, it's a wonderful, wonderful cause. And why do you think today's celebration is so important for Manchester?
It's enormously important. We all saw how people came together last year after the attack. It was solidarity, it was love, it was defiance as well. And we're going to see that again in Manchester today.
Definitely. And what are you hoping that this is going to bring for Manchester and for the people who were affected last year?
I think it'll show just how much support they've got, not just from the city, but from everywhere else. And it's also for the people of Manchester to stand together and show our spirit and our solidarity.
And I think when people think about the affected families, they focus in on the 22 who suffered a bereavement, but there were lots of other issues around the other people that were in attendance at that concert, and also the other people of Manchester who've been affected by this in lots of different ways.
That's right. I mean, our thoughts and prayers are with the families of the 22 people who tragically lost their lives. But we're also trying to help the people who were seriously injured in particular, and all those people who are struggling. There's lots of information on our website about how to get help if you're feeling affected by this. There's lots of support out there. If you search We Love Manchester Emergency Fund, it will come up. If you look on the council website or on Twitter as well, we're trying to get lots of messages out today for people who feel they need a bit of support.
Time flies by when the night is young. Daylight shines on an undisclosed location. Location. Bloodshot eyes looking for the sun. Paradise delivered and we call it a vacation. Vacation. You're painting me a dream that I wanna belong in, wanna belong in. Over the hills and far away, a million miles from LA, just anywhere away with you. I know we've got
Rita Ora, Anywhere at Gaydio, Peter Gay UK with me, I'm Chris Herbert. Bit of a different show. We are looking back to events that happened a year ago tonight at the Ariana Grande concert. A little bit earlier, you were hearing from Sue Murphy talking about the Isle of Manchester Emergency Fund, about raising money, loads of money, in fact, that has been raised. Right now, let's hear from Caris Crow, founder of the Survivors Choir that were performing tonight. She explains what it was really like to be at the arena on that night.
We were just kind of waiting for everyone else to leave because we were stuck in the middle of our block because everyone else was kind of just like going off. No one wants to leave until it's really finished. And then it happened as we were just stood there waiting for everyone else to leave. We got trapped and under a pile of people because someone shouted that there was a gunman and closed our doors. So, you know, in those moments, I knew it was a bomb. But my friend Ella, who I went with, my best friend, she said to me, like, what was that? And you know deep down inside what it is, but then you think your life's going to end because someone shouts that there's a gunman. Mm. And you're suddenly thinking of all the things that you've done in life and how I said I love you to my mum, but I didn't say it to my dad.
I couldn't imagine of being there that night and how it must have been, but you know, Manchester has come together, and that is what we get from this evening. So many people are just talking about coming together. And after the events, when we saw the images on the news and everything that was going on, when we saw all those flowers that are put in one of the squares in Manchester, I just thought, you know, it is absolutely amazing. Martin Cooper and Roisin Murray is in Manchester City Centre. The feeling of together, that is definitely what you felt tonight.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, we not just from the huge crowds that were out in Albert Square, and we'd say huge crowds in Albert Square, they spilled right the way out into the streets as well that surround the square. But actually, on the stage tonight, some of the things that we saw, that you know, we were talking there about the Survivors Choir. They were just one of many, many choirs that sang on stage. And the performances were just so moving, so beautiful. The choices of songs, we heard Fix You from the Worker Bees, we heard Bridge Over Troubled Water from the Emergency Services Choir, which took my breath away. They were all in uniform and looked incredible. But the reaction that the crowds gave to the choirs when they made their way to the stage before they'd done anything, it was like rock stars had walked through. The crowds were going mental for them.
Yeah, it was so beautiful to see, and it was so great to see like so many young people in the choirs and like just singing their hearts out and just being so passionate about it. And it just makes you so, I don't know, it just feels like the future is it's going to be okay kind of thing. And it was just a beautiful thing.
This was all happening a little bit earlier, of course, because the event started just after 7 o'clock, didn't it, really? There was videos on screen. There's been stuff happening all day.
Yeah, so earlier on today down at the Manchester Cathedral, they unveiled their new, what can we call it? Kind of an art, like sculptures, I guess. Yeah. These are the Trees of Hope. And they're there for people to go and have a look at.
And they also had the candles as well, what I thought was so beautiful. And the fact that they took all the leftover candles from when they were all...
From last year.
And they made them into 22 candles. Mm. And then they set them alight tonight at the cathedral. And I thought that's a beautiful move.
Yeah, Prime Minister Theresa May was in attendance. So was Prince William. Yeah. Prince William spoke at the event as well. And, you know, just as I say, and we said earlier on, when we show those images around the world, it really shows how Manchester as a city reacts to acts of hatred like that. A bit later on, at 10:31, I believe, the exact time that the explosion happened last year, Manchester Town Hall clock will chime 22 times, once in memory for each of those lives that were taken 365 days ago tonight.
That's fantastic. Martin and Roisin, we'll come back to you in a second here at Gaydio. The Beta Gay UK, we are live in Manchester for Manchester Live 1 year on. We bringing back to you the events that happened at the Ariana Grande concert a year ago.
Bye.
Bob Sinclair, Love Generation at Gaydio. This is Manchester Live when you're on. We are looking back at events that happened a year ago tonight at the Ariana Grande concert. A little bit earlier, we caught up with the first openly gay mayor of Manchester, actually, now a former Lord Mayor, Carl Austin Behan. This was all before tonight's anniversary, about the events of last year.
Part of you wanted to go down and see if there's anything you could do. Part of you's thinking, this isn't real. I remember when people were saying that, you know, it's just a balloon that's exploded and people are just saying it's a bomb. I'd actually been out. It was one of the last civic engagements that I was going to attend. And I'd literally just been over the road in Albert Square, had a few drinks, came out and we could hear some sirens, but myself and Sir Richard Lees, leader of the council, had gone back into the town hall. I went to get my bag, he went to get his bike. I had a text message from Simon, my husband, to sort of say that he thinks there's been a bomb go off in the arena, or there's reports of a bomb going off in the arena.
And how did you feel when you saw that message?
At first it was a bit surreal, because you're just thinking, I think, probably over-exaggeration, because you just don't expect that to happen. So then, literally, kind of quick look news on Sky News, on my phone, noticed that there was activity going on, there was something that was taking place. So I then spoke to Richard, and literally I was the one that sort of ended up telling Richard about what had happened. And then the night was pretty surreal, really. It was a very strange sort of feeling to think that this has happened in your city. Literally 3 days after you'd just stood down from being the first citizen.
From what we're hearing from police, they are treating this as a possible terrorist attack.
Breaking news out of Greater Manchester.
Concert d'Ariana Grande fuit la Manchester Arena.
When we got outside the arena, there were dozens of police vans and quite a few ambulances.
In the northern city of Manchester, just northwest of London.
The vigil itself, it was a way of everyone coming together. And I remember a lot of reports going, and then people saying, you know, you shouldn't be doing this in Albert Square, you shouldn't be having the vigil because, you know, it can just happen again. It could, but if you lived your life thinking it could happen again, you just wouldn't, not necessarily wouldn't even go out of your house, because things can happen in your house, you know what I mean? So I think that was one thing that I think made Manchester very, very strong, the people of Manchester, and not just Manchester, it was a national coming together, and even sort of seeing everything, the poem that
northwest of England,
that was read out.
It's the best, and the songs that we sing from the stands from our band set the whole planet shaking.
And the fact of the comments that were made and the statements from everybody that was on that stage, they were being played out on news stations all across the world. And I think it was about that sort of made you realise, you know, how much you come together.
Hurt in the dirt, and they built us a city. They built us these towns, and they coughed on the cobbles to the deafening sound of the steaming machine.
As a community as a whole, we know there's good in everyone. We know that there's bad in people. And at the same time, people just want to be treated with respect. You know, we're all human beings, so it was that thing about people just having respect for each other that I think is one of the reasons why Manchester has sort of grown and grown and shown to the world of how peaceful and how harmonious we are as a society.
That's definitely what sums up the Mancunian community aspect, then, isn't it?
It is, you know, we had the run the week after. None of the events that we've had within the city were stopped. You know, we had Park Life, they did their own tribute. We had Manchester Day Parade doing their tribute.
One Love Manchester.
One Love Manchester. And it's things like that I just think shows that how defiant we are, and that we're not just going to sort of accept that one person's views or opinions is going to make a massive difference to us. We're going to sort of get ourselves back together and build on that.
Thank you, people of Manchester. Manchester gathered here in Albert Square.
And I just think it is the true spirit of Manchester. When anything like this does happen, we come together as a way that it doesn't happen in other parts of the world. So
go back to your places of work, to your homes, to your schools, your places of education, and go to build and rebuild this city in England's green and pleasant land.
It's just beautiful that we can do it the way that we do it without feeling that everyone hates
KDO.
I often tell myself that we could be more than just friends. I know you think that if we
And you're joining us here for a very special show on Gaydio. We, myself, Martin Cooper and Roisin Murray, are live in Manchester City Centre. We're still in Albert Square. We've been here for the Manchester Together concert memorial service. I'm not sure how you would describe it, really. It was a nice mixture of the two, really.
Yeah, it was indeed. It was more of a celebration, like we've said all evening, really, that the people who organised it, the families and the council, they didn't want it to be morbid. They wanted it to be a celebration, and they got that.
And the families and loved ones of those people is so important. In fact, ourselves at Gaydio, we caught up with Martin Hett's boyfriend. This is Russell Haywood, and this is what he had to say.
My name is Martin Hett. I'm a Coronation Street super fan and a Deirdre Barlow enthusiast.
They say laughter is the greatest remedy for grief. I think that has a point, because Martin was so positive and so funny, and although it's painful to watch some of his videos on YouTube, I have to appreciate what a fantastic, funny person he was.
To cook Deirdre's...
How long did it take you to build up the courage to watch one of those videos again?
Probably about 6 months.
Which one did you watch?
The one of us two when he made stuffed marrow.
I've already failed at the first hurdle in that these are the most uneven slices ever, so unfortunately one of us tonight is going to have less marrow than the other, but that's fine, I'm on a diet anyway, so I'll have the smaller one.
My favourite times with him were when it was just us two watching TV at home under a duvet with a bottle of red. Like, he was obviously such a out there kind of positive, fantastic, infectious person, but my time with him alone was the most precious to me. That's when I think of him, when I miss him the most. It's when I'm at home watching Curry or, you know, small things like that. That's when I really miss him.
I've wrapped it in foil and I'm going to put it in the oven whilst I kind of do the other bits.
He was the most hilarious person I've ever met. I'm not taking that away from him, but my favourite Martin was him by himself with me, where he didn't have an audience. It was just me and him and the cat, and that was my favourite time with him. Well, it's a bit of a sad story as well, actually. She was called Emily Bishop, and she died, like, 2 weeks after he did. I think she died of a broken heart because she wouldn't come out from under the bed, and they were, like, inseparable, those two.
Hi, Meg.
At first, it felt like my grief had been hijacked, which is understandable because it was such a public death the way he went. Since then, so many great things have come from that horrific night. The support we've had has been second to none, from friends, family, and strangers. So many people across the world have messaged me for support, saying that they knew Martin, they knew him online, followed him for years. Some people who'd never even met him had got tattoos of the name of Manage to Be, or even Be More, hashtag Be More Martin.
So Russ is home and I'm ready to serve up now, and I don't usually drink.
Martin always taught me something good can come out of something really horrific.
Marrow down with a glass of red, because it's what Deirdre would have wanted.
People, you know, said to me, God, I wish I knew him, I wish I was friends with him, and luckily we all had him in our lives, and he gave me a family away from home. His family are my family, and they always will be. I've had a couple of messages from people saying that since it happened, they've come out of abusive relationships. People messaging saying they've decided to come out. So really, really hard stuff that have come out since. When I first started to go out after it happened, people were very supportive, but also kept their distance as well, not been all over me.
And did you appreciate that?
Yeah, I did, because you can choose your moments when you want to be private. That's when I do the most of my grief, when I'm by myself. If you choose to go out and be around people, you've got to expect people come up to you and giving you support. That comes from a good place.
What's the actual marrow bit like? I'm worried it's going to be too watery.
Marrow's meant to be watery.
Yeah. Better than tough old boots!
Sorry, the marrow's really watery, isn't it?
No, at least it's not as tough as old boots.
Where's that from? That's my episode that we love.
It's affected the whole world, obviously, especially Manchester. People who didn't even go that night, it's affected them, which I totally understand. The saddest thing is that there's no more to come of him. But I feel so lucky to have even been in his life, for him to have been the love of my life.
Thank you for watching, and this has been my unique tribute to Deirdre Barlow. I love her, and I hope you enjoyed it. Here's to Deirdre.
We had a fantastic life together. We lived in each other's pockets, and we were chalk and cheese, but we really worked, and he was my best friend.
That's Russell Hayward, Martin Hett's boyfriend, speaking to Gaydio's Jake Common here at Gaydio. Of course, Manchester has an amazing gay scene. And a little bit earlier, Gaydio was in the gay village to find out how it affected the community.
Well, Manchester has a great gay community, and I work in a gay village. So it's great to see all the different kinds of people that come together.
And how do you think Manchester dealt with the events last year?
I thought it was amazing. Everyone came together and for a concert and shown that we're all together as one community and we can't be divided.
And if you could describe Manchester in three words, Nathan, what three words would you use to describe Manchester?
Absolutely bloody fantastic.
So we're here with Jordan. I would just like to ask you, what does it mean to be from Manchester and what does Manchester mean to you?
So Manchester's like a community. Everyone's like a family here. You know, you can come down, see your friends, you know everybody. It's like a home.
So you actually moved away from Manchester and you've moved back again. What keeps bringing you back to Manchester?
I mean, I was born and raised here. So again, going back to the whole home thing, it's, yes, where my roots lie.
What three words describe Manchester to you?
Family, community and spirit.
You know what? I couldn't put it better myself. That was Gaydio talking to some people on Canal Street in Manchester's gay village a little bit earlier here at Gaydio. I'm in Chris Herbert in the Gaydio studio, and in Manchester City Centre's Martin Cooper, Roisin Murray. How was the event for you?
Hey, Chris, it was so emotional. It just seemed like everyone from Manchester was here in the surrounding streets, in the square, and it was just a beautiful, beautiful day today. And the sun was shining as well, which is rare for Manchester.
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen some great sights today. Everybody's singing along together as it was one huge city. And Roisin's absolutely right. Yeah, the sun was beaming down and the sky was perfectly clear. And I think the message today from the people of Manchester has been perfectly clear as well. Together, we stand united, solidarity, and together, love wins. So thank you very much indeed for joining us on Gaydio this evening. Thanks for celebrating with us here in Manchester. And together, as we say, love always wins.
Definitely. Even if I tried. And I can't change. Even if I wanted to. My love, my love, my love, she keeps me warm. She keeps me warm. She keeps me warm. My love, my love, my love, she keeps me warm. She keeps me warm. She keeps me warm.
When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay, cause I could draw, my uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face, she's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Tripping. Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League. A preconceived idea of what it all meant for those that like the same sex, had the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision, and you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition, playing God. Oh, nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. God loves all his children, somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
Even if I tried, even if I wanted to, I can't change. Even if I tried, even if I wanted to, my love, my love, my love, she keeps me warm. She keeps me warm. She keeps me warm. My love, my love, my love, she keeps me warm. She keeps me warm. She keeps me warm.
Press play, don't press pause.
progress march on. With the veil over our eyes, we turn our back on the cause. Till the day that my uncles can be united by law. When kids aren't walking around the hallway, plagued by pain in their heart. A world so hateful, some would rather die than be who they are. And a certificate on paper isn't gonna solve it all, but it's a damn good place to start. No law is gonna change us, we have to change us. Whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. Strip away the fear, underneath it's all the same love. About time that we raised up, raised up, raised up, raised up, raised up.
Even if I tried, I can't change. Even if I wanted to, my love, my love, my love, she keeps me warm. She keeps me warm. She keeps me warm. My love, my love, my love, she keeps me warm. She keeps me warm. She keeps me warm.
Macklemore, Same Love at Gaydio from me, Martin and Roisin. Thank you very much for listening. It's Gaydio with Paul Oakenfold on the way next for you. The Beat.